Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good morning, Dermot Whelan here, in for Oliver for the next couple of weeks. It's Tuesday the 27th of January. I'm with you until 1pm. We'd love you to get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you're thinking in the usual ways. 51551 for text, or you can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, or you can send longer thoughts by email to oliver@rte.ie. Sure, we have a cracking show for you this morning. Star hypnotist and behavioural scientist Paul McKenna will be telling us all about how to change our lives. We settle with just changing the weather. I'll be joined by former human rights lawyer Susie Miller about her global hit play starring Jodie Comer and the power of theatre in changing the law. Novelist June O'Sullivan, a fellow Limerick woman. A fellow Limerick person. There. Brief sex change, but I'm back in the room. And the power, and she'll be dropping in to tell us about a fascinating woman from her local village who she had to bring back to life on the page. And we'll be hitting the slopes and meeting some of the athletes who have represented Ireland at the Winter Olympics. But first, it is all about Storm Chandra. It's caused significant disruption across the country. 30,000 homes are without power. There's road closures, lines are down, many areas are experiencing flooding, including Stepaside in County Wicklow. And Yvonne Redden, a freelance journalist who has become an accidental weather forecaster today, has gotten in touch to tell us about the flooding. Hello, Yvonne.
I have, Dermot. How are you?
I'm good,
thanks. I'm a meteorologist today.
You are. Well, what can you see? What are you looking at?
And listen, maybe Paul McKenna can help us now sort it all out when he's on later. Well, listen, I'll tell you where I am. I'm on the Enniskerry Road and I'm a three-floor house. And I mean, I thought that the schools closed this morning. I thought, okay, they're going a little bit overboard. But when I looked out the window, I was like, oh yeah, they were right to close. It's like a river along the Enniskerry Road at St. Mary's School, Lamb's Cross area. It's completely a no-go area. You couldn't go through it. The cars have been abandoned there since probably 7:30 this morning. So, and they're still, the fire brigade's been up and down. I'm sure they're trying to figure out how to get the water out, because it seems to not, the level is still quite high. So it's, you can't even pass it. It's impassable. And even where I am, there's a dip into Aikens Village, and there's a kind of a middle part where it's like a river. So it's quite bad, because we're getting it all down from the mountains here. So I think a lot of it has come down and there's nowhere for it to go. There's quite a lot of new estates here, housing. So there's nowhere for that extra surge of water to go. So it's all kind of accumulated in on the roads here. So no one's been moving around. It's impossible for cars, pedestrians and everything at the moment still.
Well,
yeah,
it's
quite bad.
I just put Stepaside in Wicklow, but actually it's County Dublin, to give you your juice.
I was going to say that, I let you off. But you know, here's one positive from the storm, is the kids are off school, so they're quite happy.
Yay! Well, how long have you been in Stepaside, and have you ever seen it as bad?
No, never. I'm 4 years here, but so I've never seen it. And there's quite a bit of flooding. We're down in not a valley, but in a dip. So some of the apartments here on the lower level in the car park have got a bit of flooding in there as well. So there'll have to be sandbanks or something put in, because it seems to be quite bad. I've never seen it as bad. And it's supposed to be bad all day as well. So, but Nutgrove and Dundrum is quite really bad too, I believe. I've seen the footage down there. So it seems to be all around this area and Rathfarnham, you know, the banks of the river has overflowed and everything. But we're getting it from the mountains here, because we're kind of up that area.
Yeah, that's true. Met Aaron have been on. They really want you to work for them now. So I'll send in your CV, Yvonne. They're ready.
Well, that's great, Dermot. Listen, I was supposed to be on this morning. There you go. A new job opportunity.
There you go. Mind yourself, paddle safely.
Thank you.
And we'll chat to you again, Yvonne. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Dermot. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you fancy being an accidental weather forecaster yourself today, get in touch. 51551 if it's particularly bad where you are. 0870 32 32 32. But looking around at the other things going on today, the Beckhams, they're all over the papers and social media this morning. like most days, says you. But all the family, they made its first joint public appearance since Brooklyn Beckham's bombshell post last week. And I say all the family, but obviously he wasn't there. David, Victoria and their little children, not so little anymore. Romeo, Cruz and Harper were in Paris for Fashion Week, where Lady Beckham, as she now is known, since David's knighthood, received a new accolade, becoming a knight in her own right of the Order of Arts and Letters from the French Department of Culture, which is pretty damn impressive. Is Gaz actually looking at the pictures, how curated all their poses are? You know that they've had a lifetime in front of cameras because elbows away from the body, feet neatly crossed in front of one in front of the other to elongate the legs, side profile, lip pout. And that was just David. my overriding thought, though, about this whole Beckham affair and the Brooklyn stuff is that If it made the main news every time a relative did something mortifying at a wedding, there would be no room for anything else in the newspapers, particularly Irish weddings. Could you imagine? And if we took to social media to air our grievances about it like Brooklyn Beckham did, we wouldn't have time for nothing else in our lives. We'd be posting morning, noon and night about it. You'd be going on there to Instagram going, "Hi everyone, I felt I had to come on here to say how upset and embarrassed I am that my Uncle Declan had 32 pints at the Kaleshin Hotel last night and fell into the drum kit before calling my mother-in-law an absolute dose. I have cut all contact from Declan and my three cousins who all removed their shirts during the band's rendition of Black Betty, and I ask for privacy at this difficult time." But it is funny to watch, isn't it? And they all do look very nice and well turned out in the papers and all across the internets today. But listen, this is a big, big story, right? I got to ask you the question. Have you ever had a chicken fillet roll? Of course you have. You have an Irish passport. You must have tried one. Guess how many chicken fillet rolls Centra sold last year? Just Centra. Have you got a number in your head? Would you believe it if I said 10 million? How many chickens have sacrificed themselves? 10 million chicken fillet rolls sold in just Centra. We're forgetting all the other shops because they are available in other stores and petrol stations and all that kind of stuff. But 10 million. Profits of 2.2 billion. And it's all, well, a lot of it is down to chicken fillet rolls and coffee, basically. That works out at 27,000, don't worry, I've done the maths for you, 27,397 chicken fillet rolls per day. And that's only one convenience store, as I say, out of many others that sell the most coveted Irish savoury meal, in inverted commas. The chicken fillet roll looks like our go-to deli for the belly meal. Now, when we were chatting about this upstairs this morning, a revelation emerged that shocked us truly to our cores. And that is that Michael, producer on the team, has never had a chicken fillet roll in his life. He's now in studio to explain himself. Michael, how did this come about?
Dermot, I'm really destroying my culture credentials by admitting this. And I regret that I admitted it to you and you've now bullied me into admitting it on air. I will say in my defence, I've had many a breakfast roll. Now, the thing about the chicken fillet roll is, because it's breaded chicken, I think I've always, when I see people getting them, I always think that just looks really unhealthy. So my worry would be, well, what has always been, if I started getting chicken fillet rolls, that I'd actually love them and then I'd be having them all the time.
But what about a breakfast roll wouldn't be considered like part of your five a day either?
But they're not that regular. not that often, I would have it.
Now, by your accent, people probably tell that you weren't born on this side of the border.
Yes, from County Tyrone. Yeah. Donoughmore and Tyrone.
Would chicken fillet rolls be a big thing there?
They'd be there. I think across the country, depends where you're from in terms of the sauces. I think most, down in the west, it might be taco sauce, Dublin garlic sauce. Then I think up north, sweet chilli sauce. Controversially.
Sweet chilli sauce, big in north.
Yeah, huge in north. You can't order any food without getting sweet chilli sauce with it.
And now, though, I mean, you have no excuses. How long have you been living in Dublin?
Like 25 years.
Okay. And you see, I have a suspicion. See, now I've known you long enough to know that you like the finer things in life. And you are more of a smashed avocado man to me, I suspect.
I think of a take one to know one. I suspect you're not having chicken fillet rolls every day of the week. By the cut of you.
But I have had them.
Right.
Yeah.
And what would you have in yours?
I don't go in for coleslaw or any of that sort of messy, wet stuff. You know, I'd like a bit of cheese and salad, you know, lettuce, tomato. I'd throw a spanner in the works by suggesting some beetroot, which I know would really...
Very healthy.
Probably get me beaten up in some parts of the country.
You can't go back to Limerick after saying you've beetroot in your chicken fillet roll.
No. But, I mean, would you be open to tasting one?
Now that I've been bullied into it on air, I suppose I have to. Yeah.
Well, you see, look, this is what I want to do, right? Because I don't think you should live your life. We don't know how long we're on earth for, Michael.
This is true.
And you could be snatched away from us at any time, particularly given the weather we have. Could be washed down this main street of Enniskerry before we know what's happening. I'd like you to taste one.
Okay.
But I guess people have very strong opinions on what should be in there. So I want to make sure that you get the best version. I'm not going to push my beetroot on you, which isn't a euphemism for something. But I want you to have the most popular choice. So what I'd love to do, if it's okay with you, Michael, is before the end of the show, I'd like you to taste a chicken fillet roll and just give us your honest opinion.
Yeah.
You know? And I'd love you guys listening to suggest what he should put one in there. Actually, there's a call right now from Aisling. She's on the line. Aisling?
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Stick on your headphones there, Michael. So are you actually eating a chicken fillet roll right this second?
I sat into the car and I turned on the radio as I always do and I'm holding the roll in my hand. I don't know what possessed me to go to turn it on, and There you are talking about chicken fillet rolls. It's been ages since I've had one. But yeah, I'm sitting here in my car with my roll.
Well, you know what?
One bite taken out of it.
Aisling, it's a day for comfort food. I think that's what it is. We're all going to be lighting the fire and leaning into that food that makes life feel a little bit easier. But actually, perfect timing, because Michael here doesn't know what to put into his chicken fillet roll. I don't want to, you know, force his hand in any particular direction. What's in yours and what would you recommend?
I always go for spicy. I'd be ashamed if I ever had plain chicken. So spicy. I think I said there was lettuce in it. There actually isn't. It's just cheese, onion, and spicy cheese as well. I'm pregnant at the moment, so everything has to be spicy. It's like everything has to be spicy. So I have spicy chicken, spicy cheese, onion, and then butter and mayo. And that's me.
Spicy chicken, spicy cheese, onion, butter and mayo. I like the butter and mayo collab there. That's a good bit of lubricant.
And I'm married to a man who goes for cold chicken, and I don't know how that didn't end the marriage. But yeah, we leave it there.
How's the pregnancy going?
Good, not harder the second time around, but good, not too bad. We're getting there.
Did you say it's harder the second time?
Yeah, definitely. The first time was a breeze. You wouldn't even know I was pregnant. The second time is rough. I'm in the trenches.
I wonder why that is, because sometimes women might say it's the other way around, that the second one, actually, your body's kind of used to it. And this is
it's a trap.
No.
It's a trap.
Well, anyway, I hope the chicken fillet roll is making you feel better, is it?
Hank, yeah, it is. Taking the edge off, yeah.
Okay, well, look, best of luck the rest of the pregnancy and the chicken fillet roll, and mind yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
Bye, Aisling. Bye-bye. So Dermot, best chicken fillet roll, southern fried chicken, coleslaw and red onion. So we're getting a few votes for the red onion. Are you coleslaw man, Michael?
I wouldn't normally, but Adam upstairs was saying he is coleslaw in his, but he puts ketchup in with it as well, which feels wrong. And I don't like Aisling's onion. No, I think I'd like it plain as possible. I'll go spicy chicken for the laugh, but I mean chicken, cheese, lettuce, and some sauce.
Okay, well, look, get your votes in what you think Michael should put in his first ever chicken fillet roll. I'm glad we're all here to witness this. This is a big event in any person's life.
No one else is going to say beetroot, by the way.
I don't think so either. 087-032-3232, text 51551. Or if you feel like writing something particularly long about the chicken fillet roll, oliver@rte.ie. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you,
we're going to make this happen before the end of the show. Right now, though, I want to play a tune because Mumford & Sons have announced a major outdoor Dublin show at Marley Park this summer. 5th of July, it's all happening. It's their first return here to Ireland since 2017. Doesn't feel that long, does it? But yeah, so maybe you'll be excited to go and see Mumford & Sons playing live in Marley Park in Dublin.
on the dark side of the earth, where the creatures are out. I'm a man on the moon. Midnight round my neck, and sunrise on my breath. I still wait for you.